And it's now time for your daily Fortas News break, a production of Fortas Institute. The Trump Justice Department opened investigations into 36 Illinois school districts last week over LGBT indoctrination, specifically whether parents are being properly informed of their right to opt children out of gender ideology instruction and whether schools are actually maintaining sex-segregated bathrooms and sports teams as federal law requires. The head of a civil rights division was direct about the legal foundation, saying the Supreme Court precedent leaves no doubt parents have the fundamental right to direct the upbringing and education of their children. On a related note, Mid-Vermont Christian School settled part of its lawsuit against the Vermont Principals Association for $566,000. That's the school that was banned from all state athletic competition in 2023 after forfeiting a girls' basketball game rather than put their players on the court against a biological male. The Alliance Defending Freedom is still litigating the remainder of the case. Meanwhile, in New Jersey, Democratic congressional candidate Tina Shaw, an emergency room doctor, is running on the slogan that she first took oath to do no harm and then, in almost the same breath, endorsing puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and double mastectomies for minors. When asked directly whether children have a right to transgender healthcare, she called it, quote, a no-brainer. As she's technically correct, that no-brainer appears to be involved in that comment. Nebraska became the first state in the nation to implement Medicaid work requirements, recently requiring able-bodied adults between 19 and 64 to complete 80 hours of work or community service each month to maintain their coverage. The governor moved ahead of the federal January 2027 deadline with carve-outs in place for pregnant women, parents of young children, and people with disabilities. The idea that receiving government benefits might be connected to some form of contribution. Now, that's apparently still a radical concept in some circles. And President Trump has announced a 25% tariff on European Union cars and trucks, accusing the EU of failing to honor an existing trade agreement. EU officials pushed back, insisting a deal is a deal. The legal authority behind the move remains unsettled after the Supreme Court restricted the use of certain tariff powers earlier this year, but more American auto manufacturing plants are currently under construction than at any point in recent memory, which suggests the broader strategy is producing results regardless of where the courts ultimately land. Finally, Seattle Mayor Katie Wilson was physically steered away from a reporter mid-interview last week after being asked whether a nearby shooting had changed her thinking on her opposition to security cameras in high-crime areas. It was a yes or no question. Her staff apparently decided that no answer at all was less damaging than whatever answer she was about to give. And that wraps up today's Fortas News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortas Plus or sign up to become a Fortas Insider for exclusive daily content. Both of those things can be done at FortasInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortas News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.